AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FDA advisors are debating whether kids 5 to 11 should get a weaker dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Advisor Dr. James Hildreth says not all kids need shots. High-risk kids do.
In some ways, we're vaccinating children to protect the adults, and it should be the other way around, that if 30 million children already have some form of immunity, they made their contribution to herd immunity already. And our focus should be to get the adults vaccinated to protect the children.
The North Dakota Department of Health has switched off comments on its social media accounts in an effort to stop the spread of misinformation, mostly about the coronavirus. The White House is confident President Biden's big tax and spending plan has the votes to pass in Congress. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats don't have mandates for any of this.
They're acting like this was the New Deal. Roosevelt had massive majorities. Or it's the Great Society. LBJ had massive majorities. This is a 50-50 Senate, a three-seat majority in the House. The American people are not asking for any of this.
Executives from YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat were on the defensive before a Senate subcommittee. They were asked what's being done to ensure young users' safety on their platforms. Chair Richard Blumenthal says they aren't doing much.
This moment is for big tech, a big tobacco moment. And I think there's a lot of truth to that contention because it is a moment of reckoning.
The executives didn't give any firm commitment toward change. In New York, former Weather Underground radical David Gilbert was granted parole after 40 years behind bars for his role in a deadly 1981 Brinks robbery. He became eligible for parole only after his 75 years to life sentence was shortened by Governor Andrew Cuomo in August, hours before he left office. This is AP News. Tonight in Houston, Game 1 of the World Series, the Astros and the Atlanta Braves. It's been 22 years since the Braves were in the series. Manager Brian Snitker is adjusting to it all.
I roamed the house and was numb. I'm starting to get feeling back in my body and mind and everything. The thought that, my God, we're in the World Series. I mean, it's... and how hard it is to get here.
Houston manager Dusty Baker has never won a World Series. He says anything can happen here against the Braves.
When you get down to the last two teams, I mean, you know, you can't overlook anybody. I mean, David just slew Goliath. The Dodgers were 100 and some victories.
Framber Valdez starts for Houston, and former Astro Charlie Morton is the Game 1 starter for Atlanta. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.